This is About Bradford, your daily morning slice of Bradford life.
Good morning, I'm Peg Alexander. It's BCB 106.6 FM. This is About Bradford. And oh my goodness, what a fabulous day it is. Isn't this weather ace? Everybody have a big cheer. Way! It's just gone 11:05, running a little bit late this morning. But not to worry, because the sun's out. And when the sun's out, we don't care, do we? Well, hopefully I'm going to bring you a bit more sunshine through your radio. Oh. There's only one way, really, to start on a day like this, isn't there? Oh, yes. Does that make you feel even more summery? Don't you feel good? 23 degrees. 22. In fact, you know, it was hotter in the UK yesterday than it was in Barcelona. Ha-ha! How marvellous is that? In fact, I've got the weather page open on the BBC's weather page on the computer here. And do you know what it says? It's absolutely marvellous. It's got loads of big suns, right? And it says Friday, big sun, 23 degrees. Saturday, big sun, 23 degrees. Sunday, big sun, 23 degrees. And even better, right? Get this. Monday, sun, 23 degrees. Now, we're going to play a little game here on Drive Time, aren't we? Because we're going to play... John's going to guess what's been my trauma yesterday.
No
anyway,
pressure.
So I'm just going to put a little bit of music on. Let's see if you can guess then, John. Here we go.
I'm getting the theme. The word fire's coming through.
Love.
The word fire's coming through quite strongly here, Peg.
Yeah, you're
you started
right.
Smoking again.
The word fire is coming. Oh, it's hot in here, isn't it?
Have you had a domestic accident?
We have had a little domestic accident. Let's try this. What about this song?
Bound.
You know this one?
It's like that Connect Four, you know. It'll give you three... words, and you got to guess what
yeah.
the fourth is.
Do you know the exact name of this song, John, then?
I know it's Stevie Nicks.
It's Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks, Rooms on Fire. or to be precise, My Bathroom. Two members of that panel are the TV doctor, Dr. Hilary Jones, and also the TV presenter and former glamour model, Melinda Messenger. I mean, the charter includes things like providing patients with the highest quality care before and after treatment. Are some of those things, though, just not a no-brainer, Dr. Hilary? In a way, I'm surprised that some of these need to be in a patient charter.
Well, they should be in the charter.
Because, of course, Melinda, you yourself, you know, you're on record as having had cosmetic surgery. You're not one of the celebs who maybe has had it and doesn't tell us about that. Were you really worried when you heard the stories?
I mean, I was, because mine was so long ago. It was actually pre the PIP implant, so fortunately, you know, that was okay.
I've got the figures here for surgery that happened last year, and the number of men having cosmetic surgery is rising, but still, overwhelmingly, it's women. For me, though, isn't there an issue about what we should be trying to do is helping a lot of women who have negative body image to look at alternatives to surgery? I mean, I say that as someone who has struggled with a bad body image all my life, so I understand how debilitating and emotionally difficult it can be. But ultimately, for a lot of people, surgery isn't the answer. And shouldn't we be doing more to actually help people to be comfortable in their bodies?
Yeah, I totally agree with you there.
TV chef James Martin on Saturday Kitchen. Well, I'm so pleased to be joined live by James here on BCB. Good morning, James.
How are you doing?
When we watch these things, we always think, oh, that must be really hard work, yeah, going
around
places.
We didn't want to do just standard Italy and France and stick with that. You know, I wanted to go to Crete, I wanted to go to Ibiza.
You just wanted to go clubbing, really, didn't you? Come on, admit it.
Yes, exactly.
I'm too old. Larging it till the morning.
I suddenly found that I was way too old for that sort of foam and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, here they come! Here they come! Can you hear the cheer?
The Brownlees are here.
They are, that's right. They've come out to the most enormous cheer.
So you can see the bond between these two. They would give up
a medal in a world championship for each other.
That's right, but at the same time, people do say they are fiercely competitive, don't they? So it's that lovely mixture of wonderful brotherhood. That's right, that is siblings for you, isn't it? And again, they just look so proud, and quite right too, they should. They're in front of a home crowd. Oh, they're just holding up their gold medals. They're actually really big, the medals, aren't they, Mark?
Yeah, they're about 80 millimetres.
Just a few minutes ago, we brought you the very, very sad news that former Bradford West MP Marsha Singh has died. And we're pleased to be able to talk to Gerry Sutcliffe, MP for Bradford South, on the phone now. Good evening, Gerry.
Good evening.
Hi, you must be really sad about this news.
Oh, very much so. You know, not only have we lost a guy who was a brilliant MP, but I've lost a personal friend.
Tell us a bit about what Marsha Singh was like as an MP.
Oh, very good. He was really, you know, strongly supportive of his constituents.
I mean, you said earlier you were friends with him for 35 years. I've always thought when I've seen him around the place that he just looked like a really genuinely nice bloke. What was he like as a friend?
Very much that. He was the sort of guy where you'd have... Yeah, you could have arguments with him, but you'd go away laughing because, you know, he had a nice style about him. We had many sort of car journeys and train journeys up and down from Bradford to London, and obviously got to know each other very well, you know, and I put him as one of my closest friends.
Oh, gosh, we're very, very sad, Dave. It must be very difficult for you because you must just be so upset and you're having to go on the radio and talk.
I just generally thought that... I knew he'd been ill, I knew he was unwell, but I didn't think that he would go so quickly.
Yorkshire's weather. It's cloudy with light showers at times, highs of 9 degrees. At the Real Radio Centre, I'm Peg Alexander. We're very, very pleased that George Galloway joins us on the line. Good evening, George Galloway. If it is the case that the scheme doesn't go ahead, OK, you said earlier heads should roll. To a certain extent, you could say you've already had the head of the ex-leader of the council respect. You obviously took that council seat, didn't you, from Ian Greenwood. Whose heads should roll there? You know, will that move us on in terms of filling in the hole?
It's a good point, Peg. It won't fill in the hole.
If it doesn't go ahead, what do you think should happen? What should the council be doing at this stage, or what should other partners be doing?
Well, how about anything? How about just anything? Anything other than a hole?
And in the meantime, if people come up with other ideas for things that could happen with that area space, will you be working with supporting people to look at other possibilities?
Sure. I honestly mean it when I say anything would be better than what we've currently got. So anybody that's got anything that they can do, my door's open.
Well, of course, one idea that previously you came up, we are the world's first official city of film. I like the idea of a big drive-in cinema in there, but there you go.
That's a wonderful thing, but would the rain stay off for long enough?
Probably not up here, not at the moment.
We need to have one of these Wimbledon-style roofs.
That's right, yeah. We could combine city of film status with curry capital status, couldn't we?
Fabulous.
We could have watching films with a roof, eating loads of curry.
Yeah, somebody comes on with a curry on roller skates.
Ah, we've started it.
We're on a business roll here.
We're on the winner.
Let's beat it that quickly.
Brilliant. George Galloway, MP for Bradford West. Thank you very much for joining us here on BCB 106.6 FM. Hosted by Nick Hancock. Morning, Nick.
Hello there. How are you? We all love to people watch, don't we? We all like to think that we can sum somebody up just from looking at them.
Absolutely. There's nothing better in the world than people watching.
Well, that's
a
great joy of holidays, isn't it? Sitting around the pool and inventing histories for people you've never met.
Do you know you do that? Because I say to my husband, right, we do that all the time, and in fact, we still talk about people years later, and they've got names and everything. I would say, are we abnormal? But maybe we're not.
Well, I think the most common phrase used around a swimming pool is, she's never his wife.
Yeah.
That's the one you hear all the time.
Well, I'm not sure we've got them, but we've had some interesting characters on our holidays. Obviously never spoken to them, but the more interesting for it.
Yeah, it was much more interesting. Once you speak to somebody, the whole thing's busted open wide, isn't it? That's no good.
No, exactly, because she obviously is his wife, and they obviously are really just kind of quite down-to-earth people.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
This is Bradford.
This is Bradford.
BCB and the BBC.
John Gill and Peg Alexander on BCB and BBC.
Darry Stereo G, the band well known for their football stuff. This is Carnaval de Paris. And what I love about this song, I love it. It was actually written for France 98, obviously, Carnaval de Paris. And it includes the national instrument of every single nation that qualified that year for the World Cup. So I love it. It's got bagpipes in it because the Tartan Army were there. It's even got steel bands because it was the year of the Reggae Boys that they actually qualified as well into the World Cup. It's got Balalaikas from Greece. It's got the whole lot in it. It's a bit of musical genius, so we're finishing with that. You've been listening to Drive. Thanks very much.
We put that as a dark horse last year. We heard it and we went, this is a really good one. And we actually
In fact, I can remember because you kept calling it Azerbaijan last year. And I thought, oh, I'm getting this wrong. Mm. There's been a lot of concerns about their human rights record, hasn't there, this week?
Yeah, well, let's not focus on that. It's Eurovision.
Okay. We're not doing politics. Human rights.
No, joking.
Forget that.
Round tables next. We can talk about those issues. Let's talk about camp music.
Yay! Yeah, this is my show when we get to the important things in the world.
It's nice for your average Azerbaijan citizen, though, to have something joyous in their life. Yeah. They've got rubbish stuff going on in their politics.
Actually, with new Slim Gum, losing up to a stone a month could be as easy as breathing. There's no diet, no gym, just chewing. And with five great flavours to choose from, well, it couldn't be easier.
I'm so sad that I'm going to be heading off. I can just say thank you for your company over the last 18 months or so. I've had the most amazing time. Honestly, I've loved it here at BCB. I've loved doing the shows. I'm going to miss Bradford. I'm going to miss doing these shows. And thank you all for the lovely comments I've had from people as I've been doing the shows over the year. Honestly, it's been great. I'm really going to miss Bradford. It's been wonderful to play out with my favourite song ever as well. As I say, coming up next is Roundtable with Carol Moss, discussing the things that have been happening in the news this week. But all that's left for me to say is thank you very much for listening over the last 18 months, and adieu Bradford, see you in a year or so.